Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We're about to talk with Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz, the man who broke the Dion news last night. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. And a good afternoon, Jordan. How the heck are you? Jordan, you on with us?
Sorry, there you go. Doing well, guys. Thank you so much.
Right on. Well, yeah, I mean, thanks for the story last night. This is the stuff that sports radio shows just dream about happening. I didn't know how realistic is it. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, isn't Jerry just putting this out there to keep people talking about the star? What do you think about that?
No, I think it's very real. One of the things that stood out to me was that over the last week or so, when he had Mike McCarthy in limbo, Jerry was having internal conversations inside the building about where do we want to go next if we ultimately don't extend Mike. And obviously they never had negotiations, and you know, here we are. And Dion's name has come up not only because of how good of a job he's done in Colorado, but I think the relationship that he has maintained with Jerry over the last three decades is pretty significant. And to that point, you know, Dion has said publicly that he does not want to make the jump to the pros, that he's happy in college and that that's what best suits him. But when Jerry Jones calls, when it's the Cowboys, when it's the gravitas of an organization that very few, if any, else have, it was just a call that he had to take. And I think it's been made very clear to me that Dion is going to be one of the top candidates. Now, there will be other candidates. There will be other interviews. They put themselves, the Cowboys did, in a predicament to a degree because of waiting. They were not able to get the slip in for Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, among others, this week. So we'll see how that, what ramifications that plays. But this is very real. And should Dion want to continue pursuing, or should Dion have the interest, I would say he's one of the top guys.
Jordan, and this is my unfair question of the day for you. Is the money drying up at Colorado?
You know, I don't think so. And someone actually asked me as well whether or not this was a leverage play by Dion to get Colorado to pay more. And it was made clear to me as well that the relationship that Dion has with the university, and specifically the AD, Rick George, is so strong that that's just not something he would do at this point. And I think the success they've had, you know, obviously the first year, then and 9 wins this year, and individually the success, especially with Shador and Travis, I wouldn't go that route. And it's just not something that's been relayed to me.
Jordan, you brought up Shador, and as you know, one of the things that Prime has been outspoken about is he would really only go to the pros if he could coach his son.
Right.
Does that have any correlation here with the Cowboys then have to be in position to get Shador?
I don't think so. And, you know, it's interesting because when Dion made those comments, especially I think it was last week on the Today Show, it was before the Cowboys job became open. But, you know, listen, Dak Prescott's the future of this franchise at the quarterback position. They paid him just, you know, before the season, right before the season started, a record-setting deal. He will be the quarterback. And if Deion were to come to Dallas, I don't see any other scenario. I know that's the hot-button topic, and I totally get it. But I just don't see a scenario where Dak is not the quarterback of Dallas moving forward, regardless of the head coach.
Jordan, you're obviously very close with the Sanders situation stuff. How much would he like to coach against his son if, say, he were to end up at the Giants at 3?
Yeah, that's interesting because – this is good right here. Sorry, I'm just getting out of the car. This is good, my man. Thank you. I think if you go to Dallas, you're at the forefront, as you guys well know, of the NFL. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at the top of the draft, and I don't know where Shador and Cam Ward are going to go. But I do know that if he were to coach against Shador, that to me is the next best thing to coaching him. You know, the opportunity to see him twice a year, to be able to see his growth in the division, I think that'd be pretty cool. It's a fair question. There's so many dominoes that are going to happen in terms of the top of the draft and whether or not the Giants end up getting a quarterback, albeit Shador Sanders. But I hear what you're saying. I still feel like I'm actually curious from a Dallas standpoint, how has the report been met by fans? Has it been 50-50 or is it one way or the other?
I would say it's pretty close to 50-50, if not, you know, in favor of it. I think a lot of people believe that this Cowboys team is going to be really, worse than last year, talent-wise, and that this would be a way to, you know, sort of curry engagement and you know, excitement around the Cowboys one way or another.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Jerry, the fact that Jerry loves making a splash hire or any splash at all, and the fact that I think there's very few people, this was communicated to me as well, there's very few people that can match Jerry's cachet and understand the prestige of what that franchise is. I think Deion is clearly one of those people. And the fact that he essentially gets the first call from Dallas before they actually do a formal interview with anyone else, not just him, I think that says a lot. So it's, I think it'll take some time, but I wouldn't circle back to what I said earlier, that it is very real, assuming Deion wants and has the interest.
And then I'm sure you've seen the quote from about a month ago right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry was asked about Deion. Obviously, Mike was still on the job, but he talked about one of his greatest skills is, you know, he almost has no peer as far as being a recruiter, and that's not a huge prerequisite for NFL coaches. It wasn't a total shutdown of the idea or an endorsement, but the way he talked about it, if you read it between the lines, he just, you know, to me, it seemed like Jerry didn't believe that the Deion skill set.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Demonstrated would give him a high chance of success in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw that, and I think that's, you know, we're living in a different world because, you know, I think at that point Jerry and probably most of that building believed there was a pretty good shot that Mike would be back on a multi-year deal, and obviously it didn't happen. But one of the other questions I had, or that was the question I had, and one of the things that was echoed to me by multiple people within this search from Dallas was that Deion has been running the Colorado program much like an NFL program. Obviously you have the portal and the recruiting, and that doesn't really translate, but the way he assembled his staff
the way he relates to players. And I don't know, like, it's very hard to go from college to the pros. And I think it's, I would say it's almost impossible to have that success. But I think Deion does possess the prerequisite skills to do it. And I think because he's so confident and authentic to himself, and because he has the relationship with Jerry, with Steven, with Charlotte, and the organization and city, I think he's very well equipped to do it. And obviously I'm, you know, speaking from talking to people within the Dallas organization as well who believe he could be the guy.
I mean, I saw CeeDee Lamb liked the Instagram post about Jerry speaking with Deion Sanders. So at least, you know, one of the key players here would really, really like that. Could you imagine other NFL players? Is Deion star that big that they would choose the Cowboys as a result of Prime being the coach here?
From a free agency standpoint, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, Deion has a way of communicating. I don't know if anybody, if how many of your listeners have watched Coach Prime on Amazon, but I would implore him to check it out, even just for a few minutes, because he has a very specific way of getting his message across. And it's, I use that word authentic. I don't want to overuse it, but I think it's very telling for him. And because of that, I think guys will relate. I really do. And does that mean he'll attract free agents from other places? I wish I could tell you yes. I don't know, but I would assume it would help. And I also believe that Dallas, because they haven't had the sustained playoff success that any of the fans certainly would, all the fans would certainly want, and I think Jerry probably feels they should have had, I think it's time strongly consider going outside the box with a hire like this. And that's not to say that Deion will be the next head coach, but just the fact that they're having this conversation and that both sides are interested, there's mutual interest, I think says a lot about where the organization's at. And you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, hopefully where Jerry's at in terms of thinking outside the box. I it's very important to me.
Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up the staff. Do you have any idea what Deion's staff could look like if he did take the head coaching job in Dallas?
You know, I haven't gone that far, but I think he would have a very significant voice in that, which is not uncommon within the NFL parameters of a head coach. But it's usually when a head coach, especially a young or first time head coach, is establishing a staff, creating one, it's very collaborative with the GM. But it's very unique in Dallas because Jerry is essentially running the show day to day. And I would imagine that that would be a collaborative approach, but that Deion, much like, for example, maybe a Belichick would have had, there's only a certain few guys that can do this and that can relate to Jerry in this way, that Deion would have at least some degree of autonomy in terms of assembling his staff.
Jordan, another question here. Do we know what the buyout is for Coach Sanders if someone were to come calling?
It's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. I absolutely will dig on that.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's substantial. I'm sure it is, considering what he's earned, what he's meant to Colorado, and the fact that his contract obviously is not up. That goes back directly to what we were saying earlier with Rick George and the relationship that he's established.
Sure.
Who, for those who don't know, is the Colorado AD and really took a chance on Deion, and obviously it's paid dividends. But I would definitely dig on that, and perhaps if you're interested, I don't know if you are, we could circle back in the next couple of weeks on it.
Sounds good.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Jordan Schultz here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. Do you need to run, Jordan? We good?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. What was the sticking point with McCarthy and Jerry? Did you hear anything else about how those conversations went?
I think, yeah, the biggest thing was, and the reason why they didn't really make any progress from a negotiating standpoint, was that McCarthy wanted, and probably, I would say rightfully so, wanted a multi-year extension. Listen, coaches are just like players in terms of they want security. It's not just about money, it's about security. And if you have, you know, a deal that's expiring and you're not going, which he had, and you're not going to get the type of multi-year extension that you feel you deserve, it's not a good place to be. And it's also very rare for head coaches to get three different shots. So McCarthy now goes from Green Bay to Dallas. I know he's certainly near the top of the list, if not the top, in terms of New Orleans with his relationship with Mickey Loomis in Chicago. But he was very adamant to have the type of security he felt he deserved, which was a multi-year extension. And I just don't think Jerry or the Cowboys was ever willing to go there, let alone with the money.
Thank you so much for your time and your reporting, Jordan. If there's anything else we need to know about, we'd love to hear it. We'll stay tuned to your Twitter account.
My pleasure. I always enjoy the show and happy to do it anytime.
Right on, brother. There he goes. Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports NFL insider. You know, bringing up the staff, I do wonder. I know we're going to get to Krusty's Corner, but yeah. Zim worked for him at Jackson State in Colorado. I wonder if Zim is telling the Joneses, hey, you know, here's what that experience was like. Yeah. I wonder if Mike Zimmer would want to continue to coach under Deion Sanders. Maybe we'll get more on that. Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's get through some of these ideas that we've thought about here with these coaching search. We'll do that next.